Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday morning. Sponsored by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you, talking all things Titans. Joe, quickly some news to pass along. Mike Vrabel apparently interviewing with the Chicago Bears tomorrow. So keep that in mind. Everybody thinks that Vrabel to the Patriots is a lock. And maybe it is, but we'll see. But the Boston Herald putting it out there that he is interviewing with the Chicago Bears tomorrow. So we'll see what that looks like for Vrabel.
Yeah, well, and, you know, if I think we talked about this yesterday, but if it's true that Ben Johnson in Jacksonville may end up being a little bit more of a match, then, although, God, I just, if you're a coach looking at that job and coming in under Balky, I don't know. But regardless, if that's the case, I think that Vrabel could well be the Bears' first choice. He could well be the Jets' first choice. He could be the Raiders' first choice. And I think it's clear that he is Robert Kraft's first choice and why Robert Kraft made the move he did. That's what I think is reality over there. So how about that Vrabster? Hotly pursued.
Hotly pursued. We'll see what happens on that front. In the meantime, with the Titans, you have a head coach that addressed the media yesterday in his season-ending press conference who has apparently not yet spoken with the owner. Here's what Brian Callahan had to say when asked about his conversations at the end of the year with Amy Adams Strunk.
What was your conversation like after yesterday with Amy, and what did she want to know about your plan moving forward, and what did you want to impress to her about your plan?
Haven't had that conversation with her yet. That's upcoming. Again, this morning has been focused on the players and getting everybody out of the building with the exit interview. So that might be for another day. But yeah, that meeting will come.
So that was Callahan yesterday, and not yet having a conversation with Amy Adams Strunk. Now look, he said several times at his press conference yesterday that he spent most of his day with the players and exit meetings and all those things, which I'm sure is the case. You know, he was asked about Carthon and Brinker's job status yesterday and basically was like, well, you know, I've been spending all morning long with the players, so I've seen some of that conjecture, but I couldn't tell you, and as far as I know, until I'm told differently, those guys are here. So there's a lot of that going on yesterday. I found it weird that he had not had a conversation with the owner yet about the future of the team. Again, it's not like this date snuck up on anybody. Like the end of the season, we've known what it's going to be for a while here, and there's no playoff berth that was going to take place, so they've been bad for a while. We've known that they were going to have a pick near the top of the draft for a while now. And then Sunday it became the number one overall pick. So I found that weird that he had not yet spoken with Amy Adams Strunk. What do you make of that? And what do you make of where things currently stand? With that in the background, Rand Carthon's status and all those things have not yet been addressed by the Titans. There's been no statement released, even though you're seeing it all over the league from different owners right now. What do you make of where we sit here on Tuesday morning, Joe Rexrup?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and that's one of them. I suppose one reason that you wouldn't yet talk to your head coach is because you have a big move that you're about to make to change the structure of the organization, and you want to have that conversation with your head coach after you make that move, and you can talk about how things are going to proceed moving forward. So why not wait a few more days, I guess? What the hell? No one's in a hurry. Yeah, it's just, I mean, that's all I can come up with. Obviously, there are signs, Robbie, if you go back to last year, if we're gonna compare this year to last year when she fired Vrabel on Tuesday, well, that's also what happened, right? Like she didn't, wasn't on the sideline or got out of there early. There were some things that she did last year that she did this year too. Does that mean that Callahan's in trouble? The difference would be Callahan actually had his presser yesterday, whereas Vrabel, I said earlier I'd find this at the end of the show, and by the end of the show, and I still haven't. But I believe, I will check on this in this hour, Robbie. I believe that it was just communicated like, you know, Mike's just going to have his presser tomorrow. And then, of course, the presser ended up being Ran,
right,
talking about how Mike was fired.
Exactly. I believe that is how that went down. I mean, look, I remember the day after the season ended last year. It was basically just going around to a bunch of players asking about Vrabel, right? Like Will Levis, like, yeah, man, I really hope they don't fire Mike Vrabel. Like, that's basically how it went at the end of last year. So there was no Vrabel speaking the Monday after the season. Now, does that guarantee that Brian Callahan is safe? I mean, I don't know that anything is guaranteed right now. I still feel pretty good about him being the head coach of this team next year. But then there's the Carthon side of this. So what does that do? Like, when is that decision made? When is that decision communicated? And what does that look like for the Titans here? Now, Callahan was asked about Carthon yesterday specifically. You know, the line of questioning eventually got to expectations and the communication of those expectations by the Titans. And we've talked a lot about that. Some of the messaging in the offseason, in the preseason, I think the Titans went overboard. Carthon specifically, you know, when you're talking about, man, you know, every single coach that we've got was number one on our list. Like, all these coaches that we ended up with were our number one guys on the list. Or, man, you know, I was going over the, you know, with the offensive staff here about things we were looking for in free agency, and we checked every box from the starters way down to every backup. It's like, okay, well, that's all sounds great. And then you follow it up with a 3-14 season. The messaging not really adding up to what we saw on the field there. So Callahan was asked about that yesterday and whether or not he thought that that was a mistake from his GM. Here is what Brian Callahan had to say on that regard.
Brian, do you think it was a mistake for your general manager to say you guys had checked every box on offense, starters, and depth? That set certain expectations.
Sure, I understand that. I think that, you know, we did feel like we had put, you know, pretty good effort into trying to get ourselves in position to be competitive, you know, and when you sign, you know, we want to be a draft and develop football team. That's what we want to do. And in the meantime, though, we needed to supplement with free agency. I don't think that any of us are under any guises that this is how you build a team all the time. You don't want to do that all the time. But we had to. We had to find ways to get some more players to inject some, you know, ability onto the roster and keep us moving forward. And some of them worked well, and some of them, you know, are kind of incomplete. You know, we don't really know on some of the guys because of the injuries. But I did feel good at the time about where we put holes, where we plugged them. Obviously, we couldn't fix every possible problem, but I thought we did our best to try to do that and feel the roster that was going to help us be competitive. Now, again, the results don't speak for it, and we didn't do that. It didn't ultimately come to fruition, but I think that that's ultimately where I land on it.
So that was Brian Callahan's response to that yesterday. What do you make of how he handled that and how the messaging affects now what we're seeing and maybe what we're not seeing to this point this week for the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, it's a good question by PK because, you know, I do think, like, I mean, Brian Callahan, you know, again, no one from this organization came out and said, you know, we're going to win the division or whatever. This is a playoff team or this is a division, but definitely we will be competitive. We got a chance, things like that. Certainly Callahan said stuff like that a lot too. I think the checking the boxes thing was the most egregious example of, and again, that is sort of a, you know, Rand has done things like that before with the whole, you know, got a text from the GM. They were so mad. I took this guy or whatever, or the, you know, the coaches were the first choice. Every one of them, you know, stuff like that. It's just like, it's clearly hyperbole as soon as it goes out there. Right. And it's just like, yeah. But you know, Callahan, it was a good question. You know, I thought he handled it about as well as you could handle it. And he at least acknowledged that, you know, that this is something that could be problematic. But the whole thing with Callahan and Carthon and, well, the front office in general, again, is like, I mean, as we talked about earlier in the show, Robbie, yeah, there was some level of, man, I don't know what's up with those dudes. Hope it goes well for them, you know? But also, like, I don't know what else he's like. I think he's just like everybody else. Like, what's she going to do, man? I don't know. I mean, he acknowledged the conjecture, and he's totally talking about all this stuff about Rand out there. So he's like everybody else. Well, wonder if she's going to come back or call somebody or put out a statement or fire people and not fire people. It's just ridiculous.
So it goes back to her in this discussion, and it again begs the question. Okay, why have you not sat down yet and spoken with your coach, apparently, about the future of all this and where things are going here? Why has there been no statement released in terms of what your plan is moving forward here? And if your plan involves firing Rand Carthon, why have you not done that yet? I mean, this date yesterday did not sneak up on anybody. This is not really new information that we're dealing with here over the last few weeks. So what's the holdup? On one hand, Joe, it either signals that you haven't made a decision, which is just mystifying to me if that's the case. Like, again, this is nothing new is going on around here over the last few weeks. So you've either not made your decision yet, which is incredible to me, or you have made your decision yet and are just absolutely horrendous at communicating it with your people and with the public. Neither one of those are good options to me.
And again, Vrabel, and I don't know what his Monday was like last year. He didn't talk. As we've talked about, we talked to players. It was being communicated Sunday night that Vrabel was taking the fall. It did not become official, and I believe it was a quick meeting on Tuesday with her and Vrabel, and I think Burke Nyhill, but obviously her and Vrabel in person. It was quick. It was fast. But that's when he got the word. Why? If media people are getting, you know, again, at the time, you know, this is a good, I guess, it's kind of like similar to like TD and PK and other people covering the team this year. There's things that you get told sometimes that are not reportable. You can't report it. You know, this is embargoed. This is off the record. But so you know, right?
Right.
And that was one of those situations. But if you're to the point where you're comfortable doing that on Sunday night last year, why are you not speaking to Mike Vrabel about this until Tuesday? What is that day for? So you can have more attention on how dysfunctional you are on Tuesday after the other teams get rid of their stuff. And it's just treating people poorly. You know, when it comes down to it, I mean, like take all of us out of this for a minute, fans and media, just for the people who are, you know, Mike Vrabel's a big boy and he'll be fine and all that. And he's getting paid a whole bunch of money this last year to do nothing, right? Other than sprint with Jameis Winston and I guess be the offensive line coach for the Browns too. But still, I mean, how do you treat people like that? If you own a business and you treat people like that, how?
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, Amy Adams Strunk, and the lack of clarity so far this week on what's going on with the future of the Tennessee Titans. More on that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight for Vanderbilt men's basketball. Commodores taking on Mississippi State at Memorial Gym. 8 o'clock tip-off, pregame show beginning at 7:30. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at thegamenashville.com. Vanderbilt men's basketball presented by Athletes Unlimited Pro Basketball, coming to Nashville's Municipal Auditorium February the 5th through March the 2nd. Go to auprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Joe, one texter says, I believe that if Joe could share info about his gout, Amy should share her thoughts and intentions about the coaching staff. I mean, if that doesn't sum it up, what does?
That's a great point. I believe in gout transparency. Amy, I challenge you. Football transparency. My gout transparency. If I can do that, then you can tell us about your football franchise. Thank you.
I think
please
do
that.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I think that's the ground rule that we should probably establish here. John from Nashville, doesn't this just reiterate the state of the organization? The procrastination behind addressing the coach/GM direction of the team is insulting to the fans. I won't be renewing my season ticket. This is from John from Nashville. We've heard from a few different people today, Joe, that have talked about the ticket part of this that they will not be participating in. We'll see kind of what that looks like moving forward here. Another texter wondering if this is Amy Adams Strunk trying to pull some BS corporate power move by making people squirm for a bit so they can think about what they've done before she ultimately keeps them. Just one of the many reasons why she's unfit to run a professional football club. This is from an unnamed texter.
Boy, that'd be something. While we all scream about her, yeah. I don't know if I buy that one. Steve says, I'm an inaugural PSL club seat holder, and I'm not renewing. It's not because the cost has increased tenfold, nor is it because of the team's performance of late. It's because of the lack of personality, transparency, identity, and leadership. That's a pretty strong text there from Steve. And by the way, to the Jake said it earlier. Applause for the caller from Philly. What was his name? Philly
George.
Guy? George. And but to George's question there, why aren't the phones burning up? Well, one thing I love about this show is, like, we got people conditioned to text. We can get to a lot more reactions. Oh, yeah. Not that, you know, you're welcome to call. Calling's good too, but the texting gives us way more people getting their voice in than waiting on hold and, you know, and then me, you know, cutting you off and yelling at you and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, let me tell you, we got a lot of texts rolling in today, as expected.
Yes, we do.
A lot of texts.
On the YouTube chat, too. I've been on the YouTube chat's kind of popping over there, too.
Yeah. What about this from Pat from Bellevue? Do you feel like they should fire both the GM and the head coach for consistency? Maybe give the new hires 2 years to show progress? Yes, I do. I mean, that's why I've been in the clean house part of this. I said it last hour, Joe, and I'll reiterate here. You know, we talked last segment about how Callahan has not spoken with Amy Adams Strunk yet, and there's a lot of noise out there about Rand Carthon. And, you know, the noise is this. Like, you know, Jared talked on his show yesterday about how he's heard that Carthon's going to be fired. Josina Anderson has put it out there that there's a lot of questions right now about what's going on with GM with the Titans. We read the Albert Breer piece earlier talking about how there could be a move coming, and it's designed to build around Callahan, and Chad Brinker did not mention Rand Carthon in that setup there. So, look, the status for Carthon, I think it's at least fair to call it up in the air at this point, Joe. So what does that all mean moving forward here? Like, the idea of them moving on from Carthon and keeping Brinker around has not even been something that I've entertained, because it just sounds so dumb. Like, it just sounds so dumb that that would be the way that you would go. And yet, I feel like that might happen here. Like, that might end up being the end result this week.
Well, there's a lot of smoke around that, you know. But there's smoke around that, and there's, as I've said, there's PK saying he still doesn't expect firings to happen. And if that's the case, he expects a press conference, which I read as, you know, a press conference involving both Brinker and Carthon. I guess if they fire Carthon and keep Brinker, does that mean there's a Brinker presser? I don't know. But, no, I'm with you. Like, you know, I have separated the two in terms of and I understand the idea of if you do fire a front office, then the new front office should be able to hire their coach. But I'm okay with the idea of separating, you know, front office from coach, moving on from the front office, giving Callahan another chance. Look, there are plenty of coaches who had terrible records early who turned it around. I mean, Dan Campbell, you know, people may hate that comparison. Somebody's been texting about Bill Walsh all day, his 2-14 start. I mean, didn't Jimmy Johnson go 1-15 his first year? Isn't that?
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, 1-15. You know, I mean, and did people down there see good things? I mean, they knew Jimmy Johnson had won a national championship in Miami.
You heard it here. Brian Callahan, Jimmy Johnson, and Bill Walsh.
Well, I'm just saying, you can have a bad record in 1 year as a coach and turn into a good coach.
For sure.
So I'm okay with the idea of separating those two things. I don't think it's ideal, but it's okay. But separating within the front office is just, again, like, if Chad Brinker is truly as influential as apparently he has been in charge of and his tentacles on everything, how is he not culpable for this?
Yeah, it's hard for me to get there. It really is. Joe on the text line says, people saying she should have made a decision already are the same people that say she reacts too quickly. Let's be consistent, people. I do think there's a middle ground there. Like, this is just me. I don't think it's too much to ask for the owner of the professional football team, Joe, maybe to not fire people willy-nilly in the middle of the year when they're 7-5 in first place in the division. And also then be prepared at the end of a season that's been over with since mid-September to have some sort of direction in terms of which way you're going. Like, I think there's a middle ground there.
Joe, did you see the other owners of the NFL yesterday? They've had weeks to ponder these things. Monday after the season is the day you do these things. You fire people or you don't. And if you don't or you do, then you take questions from reporters. The Giants, Colts, Jaguars ownership, all those owners
Patriots.
Took questions.
Robert Kraft was
Patriots.
Out there. Yep,
that's right. So there's four. They all took questions on firing or not firing, or in some in Khan's case with Jacksonville, one fire, one not fire. And they answered questions about it. And they were ready on Monday to do those things and talk about it. In season, that's where you're reactive and you're like, what are you doing? This is the time to make the decision. This is the time. That's yesterday. Yesterday was the time to make the decision and to speak to your customers.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot more of your thoughts to get to on the Amy Adams Strunk Titans front. Keep them coming on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll have that coming up next. Preds Pick to Click at 845. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, sponsored by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025. So, Joe, it is Tuesday. As multiple people have pointed out, a lot of moves that the Titans have made over the years have come on a Tuesday. Now, some of those have been in the middle of a season, which is not the same thing as what we're talking about right now. I would hope that there is some sort of clarity today at some point, one way or the other. If there's not, I guess, do you have to consider the possibility that Amy Adams Strunk is just not going to address things at all? And that they're bringing everybody back, and she's just not going to publicly comment on the 3-14 product that was just thrown out there. Like, that's hard to fathom in today's NFL, an owner doing that. But do you have to entertain that that possibly could be happening if we get through the end of today and there's nothing from the Titans brass?
Yeah, I guess. But if that's how it goes, that I have to assume that there's truly no one in this organization who feels comfortable advising her. Because, like, everybody in the organization knows, has to know how stupid that would be, right?
I would hope so.
She may not. She should also know. But just in case, like, someone should tell her, that would be astoundingly stupid to not address, again, a year after your interview on video with Mike Keith telling us about all the reasons for excitement and how this franchise is getting back toward that championship chase sooner rather than later. You then go 3-14, you get the number one pick, you know, for being the worst team in the NFL, and then not addressing why you did nothing. That would speak to me of, I guess, more of a dysfunctional organization than I even realized.
Yeah, it's wild. Anything else in particular you stand out from Callahan yesterday? We've talked a lot about the Amy Adams Strunk part of this. You know, Callahan was asked yesterday about play calling moving forward and whether or not, you know, he would be willing to give that up. He did say he would give it up if he felt like it was the right thing to do for the team, but that he expects to be the play caller moving forward. My thoughts on that, Joe, were like, if you don't really trust him to be the play caller anymore, then you might as well just fire him and move on, because that's part of what he needs to be doing here. I thought he handled the press conference well yesterday, particularly given what we've talked about throughout the show of not really having a course set yet on where things go from here. He did talk about the quarterback part of this, said that he's not really done a ton of evaluating, but he's going to dive into that. He's going to be at all the All-Star games and the pro days and the combine and all that stuff. So obviously, you know, if Callahan's back as the head coach as we expect him to be, he is going to be heavily, heavily involved when it comes to making the quarterback decision. And also said, Joe, not that this is some surprise, that he was pretty straightforward with Will Levis about where he needs to improve, but also said, like, they're bringing somebody else in. Like, there's going to be another quarterback in here. And I think the phrase he used was, at worst, or probably at best case for you, you're going to be in competition with somebody next year. So some more nuggets from Callahan's press conference yesterday.
Yeah, it's sort of overshadowed by, obviously, the fact that we have no idea who's going to have jobs in this organization at the top of the of the flow chart there. But that I did think was interesting. The Levis conversation, you know, he still talked about how he still, you know, thinks there's good things there, things like that. But I thought that it was very clear there that, as you said, he said he was straightforward with Levis, and it's, yeah, like, basically could be a competition, or could be that, you know, there's a clear starter in here,
yeah,
not you. And so I thought that was interesting. And also kind of you kind of compare that to some of the stuff Levis said after the game and also yesterday about hoping for more on his plate and things like that. And basically, you know, I guess more freedom or more responsibility on the field, more of the offense, whatever the case may be, which I understand wanting that, but also I just don't think that this year he demonstrated, you know, I don't think like not having as much on the plate was the issue, was it? Seems like that time was too much still.
Yeah. I mean, I did not walk away from really any game, certainly the season this year, from Will Levis and say, you know what that guy needs? More responsibility. Let's put more on his plate. That was not the takeaway that I had from the Will Levis part of this year. I didn't necessarily walk away with any more clarity one way or the other, Joe, in terms of which way they're leaning at quarterback. Like, I still think the veteran bridge quarterback makes a lot of sense for this group, just given where they are, the status of this quarterback class that we think heading into it. You know, Callahan did say that, you know, people on the outside can have opinions about a quarterback class, but, you know, all it really takes is one guy, especially when you have the number one overall pick. Like, they have the opportunity to pick whoever they want to pick. So I didn't walk away from yesterday's press conference with Brian Callahan, not that I expected to, having any more clarity as to what way they'll be leaning with the answer at quarterback moving forward here. I'm continuing to be under the belief that the veteran quarterback bridge option will make the most sense at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll all come down to a wonderful collaboration.
It will.
Between who? I don't know. But they'll all collaborate, all agree, and everyone will be friends, and I'm sure it'll work out great.
Well, you know what? I don't know that there's enough, Joe, dysfunction around here. So why not just double down? I mean, all in for the Rodgers-Davante Adams combo to come into Nashville. Let's get totally into this thing. I'm here for it.
Okay. Well, someone texted today, how about Rodgers as your veteran and then Shedeur Sanders come in?
That'd be good.
As your rookie.
Yeah, let's do that.
I believe Big Joe, isn't Big Joe is calling for the
– he wants him to hire Deion. Standard,
yeah, Deion and Shedeur.
Yeah.
Deion and Shedeur, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
I mean, sure. Look, for our purposes, that would be awesome. I'm here for it. I don't know how successful it would be, but it couldn't be a whole lot worse.
No, the daily Deion PK thing would be true magic. Like, it would actually, like, NFL Network would actually need to, like, carry all the Titans press conferences live. It would actually be that amazing.
We have Ryan. We have a promising young quarterback.
Oh, man.
That one won't get old.
Oh, my goodness. This same texter who correctly credited me for my gout transparency says, if Amy doesn't address the media / fan base, I believe I'll reevaluate my status as a Titan fan. And I totally understand people feeling that way right now. You know, I will tell you that I know of a little organization in this league that had bad ownership for a long, long time. And, yeah, I guess they did have more transparency. The owner did speak sometimes, at least. But bad ownership, bad decisions, no hope at all. And then sometimes you fall into hiring the right people. Although I think, and I am speaking of the Detroit Lions, you also had someone in the family who seems to have a good sense for things. Made good hires, stuck with them when it was bad early. Look at them now. It is possible. So don't give up hope. In this league, it's built for everybody to bounce back, for the bad to get good, for everybody to be right around the middle. And so even as bad as things look right now with Amy Adams Strunk, the next time she hires people, she has a decent chance of getting good people because, again, it's like it's pretty obvious who your pool of candidates is.
Well, yeah. And again, I've been on Team Clean House. I don't think that's going to happen. But even if your decision is to bring everybody back, then make a decision and stick by it. Like, I think that's really what we're looking for today. Like, come to a decision, communicate that decision with your fan base, and then let's move forward here and see how equipped you are as a franchise to get out of this. But like this drag in your feet, it just screams incompetence. And there's been too many things around here over the last 3 years that have screamed incompetence. And it ain't just her, but man, does it start with her. And if you're a Titans fan, you're sick of it. You're sick of the incompetence that has taken place around here. And here we are again at the end of the season. You got an entire league's worth of owners right now that are handling things one way, and yours is handling it a different way. And again, that's not always a bad thing, but it just screams incompetence what we're seeing right now. And I've had enough of it. I think Titans fans have had enough of it.
Yeah, it's truly incredible that you could do things this way. And look, I think we're going to get something today, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue.
Okay, so let's do another what would be dumber? What would be dumber, that we get the word that Rand Carthon's out, Chad Brinker's still in, and that's the decision, or that there's just no word at all today? What's dumber?
Yes.
We're going to call that a tie at the top?
Yes. What's your answer? I mean, both are just unconscionably stupid to me.
It is very close. I shouldn't ask a question like that without having my own answer, but I guess I'd still give an edge to the Carthon out, Brinker still in. I'd give that a slight edge. But like, if we go through this day and we come back tomorrow for the show and we're still talking about this, oh my God.
Could be spicy with PK tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that'll be the case no matter what. You know, there is a lot of talk of these Delanie Walker bobbleheads, right?
Apparently people are really mad about these bobbleheads.
But someone said that they have done this before where they give out, it's like throwback. So look, I'm just throwing it out there.
Somebody brought it up on the text line today. That was the first I had heard of the Delanie Walker bobbleheads. But people are really, really upset about these being handed out apparently at the end of the year. Guys, thank you for watching us play this year. Here's a Delanie Walker bobblehead.
Yeah, like, again, I need the context of what previous gifts for season ticket holders have been. Like if it's like a cool, like, authentic jersey or something like that, like, that would be awesome, right?
Thing is, though,
that would be way, way cooler than a bobblehead.
This is, again, an example of, like, had the Titans gone 13-4 instead of 3-14, like, you'd be, oh, cool, a Delanie Walker bobblehead. Thanks. Appreciate it. Just a matter of perspective.
That's right. Now, PK texted me. He says she will not talk. So, again, I don't expect her to talk, like to be available. But I'm saying, put out a statement.
Put out another video.
Whatever. I mean, even if it's just a written paragraph, okay, fine, do that. Do anything.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. Preds Pick to Click coming up next. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal scorer for the Preds tonight against the Winnipeg Jets, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that next. Wrap up the show with our final thoughts on the Titans as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
It's time for Preds Picks to Click.
And a shot at a score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Preds tickets. Call 615-737-1025 now. It's Pick to Click, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Winnipeg Jets. I'll have your pregame show at 6 o'clock tonight here on 1025-1063, the game. Puck drop at 7. Standings in Preds Pick to Click. Rex Road in first with 8 correct answers. I'm in second with 5. Listeners have 4. Nick Kieser with 3. With that in mind, let's head back to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Terry to the program. Terry, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Good morning, guys. Hey, my favorite player. He's going to get it done tonight. He needs it bad. Forsberg.
Going with Philip Forsberg.
The listeners are going to be tied with you, Robbie. He's going to get it tonight, finally, after 18 games.
He's due. There's no doubt about that. Appreciate the call, Terry. This is, I believe, the longest goal drought of Forsberg's career, which is pretty incredible that this is taking place right now. Forsberg, off the board. Nick Kieser, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
I'm going to go with Trying to make it a little bit dicey here. I'm going to go with someone I haven't done frequently, Jonathan Marchessault.
Really stepping out on a limb there.
Eh.
Well, you said you were going to spice it up.
Yeah.
And then you picked Jonathan Marchessault. I'm just I'm just throwing it out there. Forsberg, Marchessault off the board. I'm up next. Give me the captain. I'll go Roman Josi tonight. Forsberg, Marchessault, Josi off the board. Joe Rex showed your pick to click.
Stamkos.
Going with Steven Stamkos. Forsberg, Marchessault, Josi, Stamkos. Present action tonight at 7, taking on the Jets. I'll have your pregame at 6 here on 102.5, 106.3. The game, Preds going for win number 3 in a row tonight. So we'll see if they can get it before they come back home Saturday to take on the Capitals. Joe, your final thoughts on where things stand today with the Titans. The Carthon noise in the background. Coach hasn't spoken with the owner yet. The owner may or may not be in town. Who knows? This is good stuff from Tennessee Titans this week. Gotta love it.
Real solid way to treat your customers. I got a texter that says, $1 billion stadium under construction, 3-14 season, no QB. Would you speak? Hell no. Well, yeah, I would, but I understand, you know, like the impulse to cower and hide, but like this is when you actually most have to speak. And again, I understand she's not speaking like in person live with other humans, but put something out there. There's a lot of back and forth on the whole bobblehead thing, Robbie. Someone said they got a Chris Johnson bobblehead 8 years after he played. So apparently that is a thing, like the old school throwback bobblehead.
Hey,
I agree. We need a D-Mace one.
I'm all for a good bobblehead. Doesn't matter if it's I'd take a, you know, Vince Young bobblehead right now.
Absolutely. Also, someone said that apparently they got a nice Oilers sweatshirt as well. So I don't know.
That's cool.
You know, I don't know. Doesn't sound like it's. I mean, of all the things to complain about, I don't think this is high on the list right now.
I don't think so either. I think there's a long list of things that we could get to before that. Although, like I said, this is what happens when you're 3-14. If it's the other way around, the perspective shifts a little bit here. Look, I hope that there's direction one way or the other today. On the Carthon stuff, like, there is smoke to it. So I am interested to see, you know, you've got PK putting it out there that he doesn't expect any more firings this week. Jared has put it out there that he's hearing that Carthon is going to be fired. There's a lot of noise about Carthon right now. It would be great to get that part of it resolved today, Joe. Like, is Rand Carthon going to be here and serving as the general manager, or is he not? Let's get that figured out today, and then you can move on from there. That should be step one.
If nothing happens today, then I really think that we should just take this show, and Keezer, I'll record it for you. I'll record the word Wednesday. And then all you have to do is, like, just run the exact same show, and then every time I said Tuesday, they say Wednesday. And we'll just complain for 3 hours about Amy Armstrong. It's the exact same show. Like, I have nothing new to add. If there's nothing that happens today, I have nothing to add to this. It's just the same. It's just another pile on the bleep show.
Oh, I bet we can add a few more clips to the file could be added tomorrow if we don't hear anything today. I feel like you could be in for a special one tomorrow.
I think if that's the case, then I think we need to spend the first 2 hours on the Gators Tennessee game. We got Vandy Mississippi State tonight too. Couple huge games in the SEC. Historically good conference. Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Thank God you brought college basketball into the mix today. I don't know what we would have done without that. I'm glad that you were able to bring this to our attention.
Well, I'm sorry that you don't care that your Vols are number one. You know, it's, whatever, Vols are number one. Who cares?
I just need to figure out where all the money's going, because if not enough of it's going to football, we might need to have some conversations around here.
Like, you need to give Chaz Lanier a pay cut right now and go get another lineman.
I need a wide receiver. Go get a wide receiver at some point. That's going to do it for us today here on the program. Paul Kuharsky will be with us on the show tomorrow. And, man, could that one be a doozy. We'll have it for you starting at 6 a.m. in the morning. Chasing Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.